RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Jesse Herbert is the owner of Freshlink at freshlink.nz. And Freshlink brings fresh, accessible kai to the community of Wanaka every day. And some of you may or may not be aware that there are plans afoot for a Macca's in Wanaka. And Jesse, for a while now, has been campaigning against that. And it's not only him. 366 submissions to the Queenstown Lakes District Council on this had 339 opposed to the proposed McDonald's with concerns over its visual impact on Wanaka's landscape, particularly near Mount Iron. Jesse is with us. Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Just over the hill. So there are two Maccas where I am, and the world hasn't ended.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah. So what's special about Wanaka?
Nothing. I guess when you take a look at development processes of any town, they're all pretty similar path. But, you know, we've been called snobby for what we want to do. However, if that means that we care about the health of our community, our whānau, our children, if that means that we care about how our landscape looks, then, yeah, if it means that we care that our area is not strip-malled from lake to mountain, then, yeah, we might be a bit snobby, or I'd definitely call myself snobby in that sense, but we're not different, no, not at all.
Is it the fact that there is a Macca's proposed for Wanaka, or is it a case of its location, Mount Iron? What's the significance of that location?
I think, first of all, the reason we have such large numbers opposing is the significance of Mount Iron, absolutely. But in this process, it does shine a light on all the other aspects of McDonald's that people don't like. You know, the fund, the offshore, the money from the company going offshore, the fact that it's just a, you know, another strip malling of our area, potential health consequences, that kind of thing.
In a video I saw you post on Instagram, you mentioned, you know, that now obesity is sort of trumped smoking as a health issue and, you know, what people ultimately die of. But people also can make their choices, can't they?
Yeah, I think they can. They definitely have a right to be here. We're in a free market, and I respect their ability to try. But that doesn't mean we don't have that exact same return of freedom to say our piece as well. This community does care about its health. It does care about its culture, its lifestyle, its environment. So we just have as much have a right to basically say we do or don't want it.
Okay, as a business person, could this affect food business, or even hospo business in Wanaka? Because Macca's does tend to vacuum up a certain part of the market, doesn't it?
In terms of its trade impact, I haven't really focused too much on whether it takes customers away from other businesses in the town. But when you think about, for example, that where they get their beef from a company called ANZCO, who used to be a New Zealand farmer cooperative-owned meat company. ANZCO is now 100% Japanese-owned, and majority shareholder is Mitsubishi, the air conditioning and car manufacturer.
Okay.
So by the time you spend your money at a McDonald's and then the suppliers that they get their food from are those kind of companies, there's almost no money left in the economy here now. So that's what I really worry about in terms of trade. It's not so much what they take off our existing local businesses. It's actually what they take out of the country as a whole.
Right. Do you think they're targeting locals or people who are kind of passing through and might expect to see a brand like McDonald's, those golden arches, at least somewhere anyway?
Look, if we're not successful in having it here, I don't believe that people will vote with their dollar and not go there. It'll be a success like every other restaurant absolutely is, you know. So are they're just using normal marketing techniques, normal understanding of how a town grows, putting themselves in the path of people's travel and all that kind of stuff. None of that stuff's abnormal for any large corporation to do so. So yeah, they'll be a success for sure. And I think they're just using normal corporate techniques.
Okay. So what they have to go through to get, consent to set up a McDonald's, as I understand it, are they yet to purchase the land?
The land has been approved by the Overseas Investment Office. The land purchase has been approved by the Overseas Investment Office. I believe that there is a sale and purchase agreement signed with a condition upon the resource consent being achieved. So if the resource consent is not achieved, they essentially have to start back at square one again. And I don't doubt for a second that they will try again for sure.
Get on to November 25th in just a moment, but who owns the land currently, do you know?
Yeah, it's a local guy and two others, I think, are in the business with him. He's an old school, you know, you'll call him an OG local. He's had every power turn in the region. He's had his kids through school, probably moved here when there was just one cop in town, you know. So yeah. We had a chat and I actually made an appeal to him. I just sort of said, like, you know, you are the epitome of Wanaka culture. Like, if someone said, what is the culture of Wanaka? It's this dude, for sure. And I just said, you are the epitome of Wanaka culture. Like, don't you want me, who's just had a baby, to have somewhat of a replication of that experience raising my kids in this beautiful town?
That's a good argument. How about he say to that?
I guess the answer was no, without going into too much of it.
Because it's business. It's business.
I guess so, yeah, yeah.
But surely that land is valuable no matter what for other things too.
Yes, it's just outside. It's in a rural zone, so it just makes it hard to have activity occur on there. But I guess that's what you know when you buy a patch of land, right? This comes with conditions and you're just going to have to work extra hard to make a buck back off it.
And if there's some iconography, is that the word, associated with the location, then you know that you might get even on that basis alone, a bit of pushback.
Well, in terms of the, you know, I how iconic that space is, almost every summer or winter traveller here from Invercargill or Dunedin or Christchurch, where they're actually residents of the town, often have a holiday home or a batch here for sure, or a crib. We welcome them every year. We love having them. We're super connected with the rest of the South Island. You know from your childhood holidays, perhaps there is that place that you go to and it swells up with that feeling as you come in. And this is that mountain, this is that Māngahia. It's also special to Kaitahu, as I understand, but can't speak on behalf of them. And then take the actual locals that live here. When you stand on top of that mountain in the morning, maybe 5, 6 or 7 a.m., I guess, you look down on those golden arches or that neon light that's kind of shining bright 24 hours a day. And one of the questions I ask is, like, do you then get a whiff of that rancid seed oil, you know? Like, what's going to be your experience? So it's iconic for every single person in this region. And as I said before, that's the main thing. But it's nice that other stuff that is unraveling in the process of this happening as well. But I think that's the main reason most people don't want it there.
Here's a question. Do local government, in this case Wanaka, do they have a responsibility to be looking out for, speaking about the rancid seed oils there, looking out for the actual health, physical health of their community, and doing anything that might work against that is not in the interest of the community? Is there any talk or thinking around that? Have you heard that being debated at all?
There's probably two things that don't hold up in the hearing that's about to come. One is whether or not fast food or McDonald's itself is bad for your health. And the other one is the environmental impact of litter and that kind of stuff, because those things absolutely are the responsibility of the individual, right? And I certainly wouldn't say that McDonald's is bad for you. I mean, even partly if it's just for the reason that obesity is having a higher effect in our population, maybe it's because people don't smoke as much anymore. There's so many ways to get around that argument. But what I do believe the local council has a responsibility to do is to stop hiding behind the hearing. I think, you know, when something is this strong in the media, and there has been hundreds of articles written about it, with the latest one from RNZ being the biggest, you know, people were talking about it more and more and more. And our Mayor Glenn Lewis of the QLDC region absolutely has an obligation to come out and say something. It's not about whether he supports it or not, but this is a moment perhaps of crisis for the town that doesn't want this here. And he has to kind of assure us that we'll at least be heard in a pure democratic free speech kind of process, you know?
I mentioned the number of submissions, and I believe there was a petition and around 7,000 people signed it. And
6,000 on 6,000, with the next goal to be 7,000, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, so how many, well, obviously we can work out the kind of percentage there. If you were to gauge everyone in the town, if you could, what would the answer be, do you think? Jesse, a yes or a no? Because that's really what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been other petitions in the past that have had more of an impact with in areas with even less population, I guess. But what I think holds true in this one is that there's very little people from outside this area that have signed that. And if others knew and were able to make a decision as to whether they wanted to sign it, it would at least be 50% of people left over would sign it again. So, you know, conservatively, you know, there's around 10,000 to 12,000 people in this town. We're talking 50% of the people in this town absolutely don't want it, and I guarantee you it's more. And that is why I've been so strong in actually putting my neck out and going for this, because it absolutely does have the mandate of the town for sure.
Well, what's that experience been like for you?
Nothing but positive. Not a single thing but positivity. Yeah, I haven't. And that's the other thing too. Like, I have a business and a brand, you know. And I've actually put this conversation under the business's social media. And that's, I'm really going out, you know, putting my neck out and doing that. But in terms of for the business and whatnot, the feedback, the, you know, hype, the conversation has all been positive. Positive for me and positive for the business.
So there's a hearing on the 25th, not too far away. I take it a decision doesn't come on that day. They go away and they think about it, or maybe it does.
I think it goes for like 3 or 4 days. Yeah,
they've got
definite 3 days, Monday to Thursday or Monday to Wednesday aside. And I couldn't tell you what the process of a hearing is. I'm pretty raw to all this. I haven't really done this before.
Right. Coming up to speed.
Yeah.
Depending on how this goes, you might get calls from other towns in a similar situation at some point in the future. So then councillors decide, do they? The elected officials decide?
Appointed hearing official, the person that's responsible for overseeing the hearing. I don't know if that's one official or a few officials. I don't know if they're locals or out-of-towners to ensure their impartiality. I genuinely don't know. But I, like I said, man, I've never done this before.
But shouldn't that be in the hands of shouldn't that be in the hands of people who walk down the street and are seen every day?
I agree. Yeah, I definitely think it should. I think we should have some level of say about what happens in our own space for sure.
Because in the end, it comes down to the people. If most people in the town don't want something, it's not probably a good idea to try and put it upon them. Okay, what happens if they say yes to it? Jesse, what do you do then?
Go about my day. Pretty satisfied that I tried my very hardest.
Right. That's better than you can do, I suppose.
Go back to work, mate. Yeah, that's it.
What's your gut feeling? You don't have to tell me, but what's your gut?
No, my gut feeling is that it won't pass. Yeah. My gut feeling is that, you know, the chief planner of Queenstown Lakes has a say. They have to actually submit their own report. They've actually come out with a report recently that even they have recommended that it's not just, you know, maybe you shouldn't go for 24 hours or maybe you shouldn't have a neon sign outside. They've actually come straight at it with it should be denied. So that's a pretty strong message from the chief planner of QLDC. And then hopefully with the amount of media attention that it's getting, that they should be able to read the pulse of the people, and I'm quite confident it won't go ahead.
All right. Really interesting. Let's follow that. It's not too far away. Maybe we'll get you back depending on the reaction. In fact, we will. I'll tell you now. So make yourself available if you could around that
too
time.
Too easy. Yeah.
And we'll see how it's gone. But this is an interesting one. Do you get the feeling? I mean, I remember when I was young and the first McDonald's opened in Wellington where I was, and it was such an exciting thing. It was like New Zealand was joining the world. It's not the same as it was now. And I wonder how much, you know, the attitude of the average person has changed in that time to realize that, especially, okay, there's the iconic area there and the mountain and everything. But fundamentally, we are finding out that ultra-processed foods are really bad for you. You know, end of story. And that's why we've got a black hole of a health system. That's why we have insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes going through the roof, all those things. It's because people are eating that sort of food. And I think more and more people are realizing that, you know?
Has the mentality of the people shifted? I mean, even if you don't talk about health, which I would love to talk about in more depth, perhaps in private as well, though, because I can't put my neck out on that subject for this one because I'm just too, you know, apparently you're not allowed to have an opinion on health unless you're a so-called expert in this world.
Yeah, but, well, look what happened with the experts, Jesse.
Sure.
You know, come on.
Sure. Yeah. No, but look, what I can talk about is supporting locals, supporting New Zealand farmers and economy. And I guarantee you, if this was a burger fuel, this would not be happening like this.
Okay, yeah.
You know, as potentially, I don't actually know the ownership structure of Burger Fuel right now, but what
I
do know,
the guy who set it up, and I used to make TV ads for him, so I know the history there.
Yep, I think people would actually get behind it. They want to go somewhere, and they want to support Kiwis, and they want to support farmers, and they want to support their community.
It's a New Zealand business for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe healthier.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think so, for sure.
Yeah, well, you'd hope anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get back in touch, Jesse. Jesse Herbert, owner of Freshlink at freshlink.nz. Got the website open right now. And let's see how it goes on the 25th, Jesse.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate your time.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.